I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09 and it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thanks, Morgan. Haven't heard from you all morning, I don't think. All right, Vinny. Very busy day.
Very busy day, yeah. So yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'll run through a few of these for you. And then for us, we've got a meeting. But, you know, listen, Alice has the hail coming up and all kinds of. And Jane, she's wonderful.
God.
You're going to love her later.
Jane, you're playing a game called.
And for us, it's off to a meeting. So listen, I'll begin here. 408 says, listening to the texter give criticism, I realized that anytime I texted you guys something critical, it was because I was having a bad day. So I'm sure you don't, but don't take it too personally when you get snipped on. And sorry.
That's a, you know what? It's true. You just have to realize people are coming from where they're coming from. We're stressed out, man.
Yeah.
Well, texting, too. If you know someone, they can say something to you and you understand it because you know where they're coming from. But if you don't know them, you might not know that they sent that with a smile.
Right.
Even though it sounds like they hate you.
If you have a good day. Yep. Take it out on us. We're here for you.
Right. Let's see here.
Or we'll block you.
Hey.
One of those.
Right.
Nothing
hey,
you.
Vinny, FYI. Even if you set up power with a generator, you won't be able to get Wi-Fi for working, though you can use data from your phone. This is my sister's, biggest frustration with the $7,000 they spent on getting a generator installed. No, I understand, and the truth is that I do have a place where I've been able to run off to and do our radio show, so in general, it's been okay. It's not how I would prefer to do things. But what I have left at home is there's no heat. There's no anything.
No
so
fridge.
They're all running around the house after 5 o'clock last night. We all were. I had dinner over there and left, you know, later on in the evening. But we're running around with flashlights. And we're actually, it was like 5:15. And I'm at with my daughter going, you're running out of light. You got to go shower right now. Let's go. And so you're trying to fit all this stuff in before the dark comes on. And it's just so we're going to get some kind of generator because this is clearly this is the new normal as we speak of that phrase.
So it seems
the new normal is PG&E is incapable of providing consistent power. And whether or not that's because in my area, they haven't dealt with the overgrowth. Or I don't know,
whatever it was.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's a perfect storm of things that are wrong that have created this.
I'm sure.
I feel
your frustration.
We've been without power for 3 days, and no one has told us what's going on or when we'll have it back. The first sign of anything, any ETA, was today, and that's we might have it back at 10 o'clock tonight. That
Which
doesn't
still
seem
a
right.
Long time to wait.
Does it?
No, we pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be... Anyway, the bottom line is we're going to get a generator so that we have heat at night when you need it.
Mm-hmm. You can cook, take showers, run your refrigerator. It's, you know.
Yeah, well, that's and the refrigerator thing's the other thing too. So we just lost two fridges full of food. There's no way any of that's savable. And freezers too. So whatever we had frozen, that's gone too.
Oh, it's a good time to clean your fridge. Yay! Wipe it all down. Woo!
Those are new fridges. They're brand new. We just got them last year.
They're already clean.
Right. Oh, Vinny, why is your family at the house? Why can't they come to the apartment? Because I'm doing a radio show and there's
no way. And your mom's
here
too. I mean, there's two tiny bedrooms in that place.
So it's not even that. There's just no room. So the truth is, yes, they could come here if they had to. And I would probably have had to take the days off because there's no way to do it with everybody running around. There just isn't. So luckily, it's worked out. Hopefully, we have power. I hope I'll have our new wall behind me tomorrow when we broadcast. That'll be great.
I hope that for you.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I watched another Ted Lasso episode last night on my iPad before bed. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's a great little show. I really loved it.
Yeah, he's good. He's a pretty likable character, isn't he?
He is, and the further you get into that, the more you're going to love it. I'm telling you, it's like my favorite show I've watched in a year, and I've watched some great shows. Like it's awesome. Dumb, funny, touching, charming, awesome.
Watched the inauguration special and was good. Felt like an awesome passive-aggressive middle finger to Trump because that was the celebration he wanted. And Biden, I don't know where that goes from there, but and Biden possibly didn't ask for. I don't know. Anyway, Vinny, I cried too. She was awesome. Yeah. What was it? What's her
Amanda
first name?
Gorman.
Is it Amanda?
Yeah.
She was so excellent. I mean, really, really powerful. I really liked it. And she, I hate to say it, but Vaughn's the only other poet I know. So
yes.
I don't have a lot to compare
like a performer, right? Someone who actually does gets out there and reads their poetry and the way that they envision it.
But I thought of him, and he's an excellent writer, and so is she, and their deliveries are similar as well. So that must be sort of a style, that clipped pacing that
cadence.
She had.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Right. Like you said, a beat.
Mm-hmm.
It involves you, like you feel it rhythmically and through the words. Like it really is very moving. It was great.
Let's see. 707 says the Orlando boy was brave to receive help. If the plan had backfired, the additional abuse he would have been unthinkable. Yeah, it's a scary thing what that waitress did.
Yep.
And I could see there were probably. Well, I don't know, but, you know, you got to believe there have been people along the way who turned away from that.
Yeah.
And went, I don't know enough to get involved here. I'm going to mind my business.
Right. And if a waitress who takes a cursory look at someone and goes, uh-oh, what's going on there? You're right. That's not the first person who saw that. She's just the first person who did something about it.
I'm a social worker, and I've had to call CPS on one of my clients once. It's one of the toughest things I've ever done.
Children are innocents, and they need to be protected, not just by their – and when their parents aren't doing that, we all need to watch out for them. And sometimes people will call you a busybody, and sometimes maybe you shouldn't have, but I say err on the side of the child.
408 says, I often see many adolescents in my practice with these types of overuse injuries. They are usually in serious pain, but refuse to quit gaming. Well, that's your thing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Why would I quit that? I don't care. Yeah. You know, I'll thrash my hands before I quit that. I'm trying out for a team, man.
If you put your energy in and you're good and you're trying to stay good, and plus it's you love it, there's...
There
a
is.
Lot of push inside you to keep going, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Got my kid to switch for Christmas, and my right hand is killing me from all the jumping that Mario has to do. Wait, got my kid a Switch. Oh, is that a game player, Bryn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Switch? Okay.
Nintendo.
And my right hand is killing me from all the jumping Mario has to do when I play with him. The grip on the little controller is real. Oh, yeah. Well.
Hold on for dear life. You're just sitting there.
People pay to watch pros play live games online. Yeah. But he makes money from his stream, too.
Oh, so he's won over $300,000, but he probably has multiple income streams. There's the Nintendo Switch.
Oh, let me put it back up.
Oh, okay. Oh, cute.
So that's a handheld. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize
that. Yeah, it's
that.
A little... Like a phone.
Yeah, so you can take off the controllers on each side, and then you put it in this other contraption, and it goes on the TV. So then you can have...
The HDMI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you can have the controllers, as many as you want, and then you can connect your phone as a controller, too, for certain games.
I see.
It's amazing.
415 says, Indonesia is a very strict Muslim country, and it is definitely about homosexuality, the reason they're being deported. Mm. So, okay. I wouldn't know that. I've never been.
Yep.
I wanted to thank you all for yesterday and potting up some of the inaugural celebrations. I was torn on my commute to listen to live news, but I didn't want to not listen to you all. You gave me the best of both worlds. Thank you for being here through all the bad and making the good news great. You help more people than you know.
Thanks. That's a nice thing to say.
Very nice to say. Thank you.
I wish we could please everyone.
Oh, my God. Mortal Kombat, Bryn. You're a god.
God.
Finish him.
Thanks.
Where did I put 707. Finish him. Hilarious.
Finish him.
I just laughed out loud. So funny.
707 says, "Preach, Vin. We're all with you." I don't know. I don't know what I was preaching about, but okay.
Maybe the poet.
Oh well. Okay, she's really great. Yeah.
Or maybe the parenting. You said some good things about parenting earlier.
Or maybe. When your wife pulls that finishing move on you mm-hmm. that you didn't want to have happen.
Mm-hmm.
Power I'm on through a roll it. Here.
Power through.
Finish him.
Oh. Finish him.
No. Don't finish me.
Do it. Finish him. Get him.
My mind control is finally working. Let me see how far I can go with this.
Finish him. Oh, good times.
I've been thinking about getting attacked by a shark for 3 minutes. Come on.
Oh, I get it.
That's how I stay out of my body for a second. I just think of. Anyway. Here are some people who say Demi Lovato was amazing. That's from 510.
Oh, on last night's special, the inauguration special.
Another 510. Fireworks were great, but John Legend gave me chills.
Oh, boy. Mm. Those are like the two we skipped.
Yeah.
That version Katy Perry sung was no good, but she should have done it normal.
Oh, they didn't like her new version, huh?
You need to play the part in times like these when he lets loose. It's incredible. Mm. Yeah, we only played that slow part,
just
but that song does
part.
Rock it off.
It does. It's a good song.
Mm. The Tim McGraw song with another guy who wrote the song was terrific last night. Such a good song.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. He's such a rock god. Mm-hmm. I love Dave Grohl. He seems like he'd be so fun to hang out with. He's like goofy and funny and game for stuff, you know?
Finish. I didn't hear this. I didn't. You like that, clearly.
My favorite thing Bryn's done in 2 weeks.
Finish him.
No, not that. Oh. Joe Biden's speech to his staff before their swearing in was fantastic. Words he used: decency, honesty, and clarity. If he finds out someone is mean and backstabbing, they will be fired on the spot. Also, they can make mistakes. He will too. But they always have to admit and face them. Mm. Yeah. The thing about Biden, I liked him way back. I think he's a decent person. I do. I also think he's just a gaffe machine. And he's undone himself multiple times leading up to this. But I felt like he, from what I can tell, he handled yesterday excellent.
He did. And he's been really low key the last few months. Like, it, I really feel like he's taken the whole thing down a notch, because he was just always the guy that was like, hey, I heard a good one. You want to hear it?
Well, yeah, that's the problem, though.
I don't want to hear it. Don't say it, please.
No, I think that he's clearly, whether it's through help and coaching or just some personal reflection, he's found a presidential gear, so to speak. Like, okay, I need to not be good time Joe, and I need and that joke about the good one, I'll keep that to myself or tell everybody off the mic or something.
Just count to three before you say anything. Think on it.
Right. I don't see the clip of Nicole dancing anywhere. Where can I find it?
It's on the Alice973 Instagram, and it starts out with it's a four square of the Zoom with Johnny Mosey. You got to wait through. There's a few things where she's dancing in the studio, and then it gets to the thing at the end where she's dancing on the street.
The whole thing is less than 60 seconds, so.
Yeah, come
long.
On,
it's worth
man.
Your minute.
Just watch it.
707 says happy birthday, Nicole. 415 says happy birthday, Nicole, and many more. Mm.
Thank you, guys.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, I forgot that.
831 says 27. Oh, burn.
Oh,
27, dude.
Ouch.
Yeah. Can't believe I'm 27. I feel like it's just yesterday I was 19.
The baby of our show.
More of that to look forward to, by the way. You're going to blink and you're like, I'm 45? What the?
Yeah, ask Bryn about it. Bryn, how old are you now?
37.
He was a 25.
You know what's funny
old.
Is I was Nicole's age. Well, not right now. She's old now, but
yeah.
I know, you're just kidding. How long have you been with the show, Bryn? When did you first start interning?
2009, really, at the end of 2009, so 2010-ish, really.
Oh boy,
I was in high school.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
I was in my, I guess I would have been in my 40s at that point, barely though. God, it goes fast, and it just gets faster and faster.
So agreed. Fast. I agree so much that time's gone even faster as I've.
Great words of encouragement.
Yeah, I don't
here.
Like it.
Yeah, you better get on the stick, girl. Although you're on
what
it,
stick no. is that?
Whatever what stick, is you that? Know. Whatever. Stick.
What stick do you want her to get on? There's a pandemic. Where's she gonna go? In fact,
go
Nicole,
the
stay. The stick you're on is the stick. Okay. Don't leave. We need you right where you are.
That seat. Need you.
Stay there.
We're gonna retire at some point, and then the Bryn and Nikki show, Nikki and Bryn show, whatever. You guys can play.
There you
about.
Go.
I'm not worried about it.
10 more years,
I'll
though. You got
gone.
10 more years to wait. You got to wait a
10
while.
10 years. That'd be good.
So then I'll
you'll be almost 50.
So then I'll be 37 in 10 years?
Uh-huh. You'll be Bryn's age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be 47.
That's funny.
Sarah, you have to watch Dark on Netflix. It's a German sci-fi. It's the best Netflix series.
I've seen
Watch it. With subtitles.
It's great. It's really.
Oh, you saw the whole thing?
I've seen the first season. And we haven't started the second season yet, but the first season is, it's really very confusing though. It's a lot of time travel stuff, and it's which you think at first are just flashbacks. It's great. We liked Dark a lot. It's creepy.
Unfortunately,
I think about
it all the time. Somehow I've blown through all our time.
Oh.
So there are more texts, but I don't have time for them. Thanks for sending them in though, and we'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you so much for being with us today. Enjoy today. This could be the last really nice day for a while. Even though it's really chilly, it's nice and sunny. Vinny, I hope you get your power back.
Thank you.
I know that.
My fingers are crossed. I'd really like to get normal back and have it stick for a while. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be, wouldn't it? Especially after the year we've had. How about I just can have power and be at my house? Wouldn't that be nice?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So stick around. Alice is on all day. V-Hale is up next. She's fabulous and funny and beautiful, and we enjoy hanging out with her. Jane follows her, and of course, music 24/7. And we'll see you back here on Friday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh. Go Buccaneers.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.